Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. We're going to be joined by Mark Giannotto at 1:25. We will talk to him about the Kentucky job, Memphis, lots more to get to with him at 1:25. But we'll turn our attention to the Kentucky opening where, according to Matt Jones from Kentucky Sports Radio, your man that had the, you know, the he's the co-owner of Ohio Valley Wrestling, as you know.
Fascinating. Fascinating. He does that on the side.
Yeah. He reports shortly, about 13 minutes ago, Kentucky is swinging for the fences as we speak, and I respect it. That's what he says about Kentucky.
That's all he gave us?
That's all he gave us.
Oh, Matt.
Well, he gave you a little more. He said, as I have said from moment one, there have been three top choices for Kentucky. One removed himself from consideration early this morning. UK was prepared for that possibility. As of this moment, the other two are in play, and one is being courted hard today.
Well, that's got to be Billy.
Well, that's got to be Dan Hurley, right? Because Billy's season is still going.
Dan?
Dan's the other, bro. It's Dan Hurley. It's Dan Hurley, it's Scott Drew, and it's Billy Donovan. Those are the three. Those are the top three. No question about it. Now, Jeff Goodman said today, 0.0% chance Dan Hurley would take Kentucky. 0% chance he would take.
I've been operating on that since he told us the night of.
Right. Again, it's the same situation at Baylor.
I've been operating that he took himself out of it. He trying to dress this up.
Yeah.
You're not getting Hurley.
Yeah.
He's trying to dress it up as if it was always choice A, choice A, choice A. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they were all three. And so you still have two choice A's. This idea, you're not getting Hurley.
I don't think so. But again, it's the same.
Why would Hurley take a job that Scott Drew turned down?
Right. Well, especially when Dan Hurley makes $5 million already.
Just and about like, to go up.
Yeah, just like Scott Drew.
And he's happy. His wife's happy. Back to all that stuff. And he is a better fit up there.
He's a New England guy. He's of that ilk.
So they're courting, according to him, they're courting Dan today.
I believe that to be the case.
And then you and I believe nothing will happen.
Correct.
And so then they'd be on to Billy in a couple of weeks once he's done with playing.
Well, the regular season ends. Well, the playing is what, the 16th?
Next week.
Yeah. So... yeah, you'd have to wait 5 days.
Man, what if we make a push? What if my Bulls make a push? Don't laugh.
That would be too funny.
It could happen. What if we make a push to the Eastern Conference Finals?
That would be too funny.
Kentucky just going to be on hold with an opening
Miami
that long? And then what happens if you miss, if you don't get him after that?
That is too
then
good.
Then you look real terrible.
Well, yeah. It'd be funny if they come out of the play-in. If they come out of the play-in, and there's like even if they're the 8 seed, you know? Like,
yeah.
That's a whole round.
We might do it, man. LaVine might do it for us. Remember last year we were up on the Heat and blew it?
Y'all should have won, bro.
Was that last year?
Yeah, it was last year. Y'all should have kept the Heat out of the damn.
Yeah, we could have killed them then.
They went to the whole ass conference finals.
Yes.
Seven games. They were up 3-1 on the Celtics, weren't they? I think so.
Is it 3-1?
I think so. I think the Celtics won three straight. I have to check, but I think that's the way it played out. I could be wrong. But yeah, I mean that would be the funniest thing ever. Yeah, Miami was up 3-1 in that series, and Boston stormed back and won three in a row to go to the. Miami didn't. Boston didn't win. Boston pushed it to seven, and then Miami won.
Bro, I'm trying to figure out how you put Boston in the finals.
My bad, bro. My bad. But yes, they were up. Miami was up 3-1, and then Tatum
won the series.
And then Tatum sprained his ankle on the first play of Game 7. That's true. That's what happened, you know. But yes, Miami did go to the conference finals. Anyway, yes, it would be absolute comedic gold, if you guys won the play-in somehow, or you know, at least reserved a spot in the postseason.
Hey, what's Robic doing,
dude? He got ixnayed, bro. He got voted off the island a long time ago.
I'm just saying, maybe that's part of the issue, and you need to go back to it. Don't you remember that big story that the Athletic did about their breakup and everything else, and how Cal hasn't been the same since, just in terms of results and everything else?
He hasn't been.
Is John Robic even working, or is he just sitting on all that money he made with Cal?
Yeah, he hasn't been on the bench.
I wonder if they can make up and you bring him back, man.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, he's only 60.
Again, it's been downhill for John since that divorce, basically.
It has. You're exactly right.
The Athletic wrote about it. This isn't something that I've come up with.
I mean,
Robic
was his right hand man.
Absolutely, he was, and basically they just kind of, you know, it just kind of ran its course at some point where you know John was, they were both ready to move on, but maybe he needs to go back to that well in terms of because he's obviously got to adjust some things, and oh by the way, you know whether it's Todd Day or Corliss Williamson, Corliss an assistant in the NBA, Todd Day. Eighth year coach at Philander Smith and Little Rock NAIA school. Hire a former Arkansas guy of that staff. Again, whether you put him on sports staff, you give him an assistant job, whatever it is. Corliss is of the ilk at this point with what he's done in the NBA, would be an assistant. And I would think, I mean, you know, again, Todd Day's been a head coach now 8 years. Yes, in a smaller school in HBCU, but has been doing it now for a while. The grassroots before that for Team Penny and more. And so, you know, Cal would probably be smart too. Get you some Arkansas guy because again, part of what he talked about and part of what's been, you got to unify that state. And again, having a former Hog or two in there, part of your support staff or one of your assistants probably could be a smart thing to do. But first call I'd make, I'd you know, unless that thing's just that relationship so dead, whatever was said between them at the end was just so vile that it can't happen. I'd be calling Robic back just as an old throwback. Hey, man, let's get the old gang back together and do it like we used to.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Especially if John's in there not working. He hadn't done anything since.
No.
It's like, come on.
No.
It makes too much sense.
He's waiting for that, bro. He's waiting.
It should be the part of the book.
He's waiting.
Getting him back together.
Yeah, like it's a rare thing to be able to have an assistant coach who, you know, was cool with that. Like, who didn't seem to have head coaching ambition, right? I mean, that's rare in today's day and age, bro. Like, he was just cool with being your right-hand man. He didn't want to be a head coach anywhere. He wanted to help you do the best job you could do. And I don't know, did it say in there why they
It got a little bit into it because I think it was a Kyle Tucker story or he was part of it and something. But I don't remember the details of it. But some things had been said and feelings were hurt.
Right,
it was Robic's, and they moved on. But you know, relationships gonna get patched up all the time, especially when you're presenting opportunity. Especially when the guy hasn't coached again since, almost like he's like he misses you, there was me coaching with you at Kentucky basketball, and that's it, you know. And he had just been, I'm reading it right now. He's just been kind of sitting out there. It looks like, so That makes way too much sense. Has not coached. It looks like 21 is when's that last year at Kentucky?
Yeah.
And what has Kentucky done since Rubick left? Nothing.
They ain't done a damn thing.
Really, 21 was the last year.
I mean, they really ain't done nothing since 2015. But again.
You talking about not getting past first weekend last 3 years.
Exactly. By the way, we do have some, I guess you'd say this is breaking news. Memphis and Cam Jones. I know if you watched his run in the NCAA tournament, you know it was.
He's set to be the man next year at Marquette. Is he? What is he announcing?
One year of eligibility left. Yeah. Is he going to transfer into the portal and come to Memphis, or is he going to? Yes, is he going to enter the transfer and come to Memphis, which I'm hearing is a done deal if it happens, or is he going to stay in the at Marquette? That is the question. Got a lot to weigh there. Unfortunately for Memphis fans, he is staying at Marquette.
This was not even a thing.
Okay, I made that piece up, but I would push for it. I would push for it if he did enter the portal to come to Memphis, no question about it.
Why would he leave Shaka? Tyler's gone. We got a little taste of what it'll be like with Cam running the show when Tyler was out with injury, as you know, those last few weeks of the season.
Yes.
So, I mean, why Shaka's going to put it in, give him the reins next
year. But, man, don't you want to go somewhere and achieve something, you know?
What the hell are you talking about? They got to the tournament and advanced in the tournament.
Dude, Memphis would have gotten to the tournament if they had not had a few cancers on the team. All right? Everybody knows that.
We missed our shot on Cam Jones.
Apparently so.
When Hurd was telling you he's the best player in that class.
Yeah.
But Penny was happy with his – you and Penny were happy with Imani and your number one class.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't care about three stars
well,
at the time.
Hard. I mean, in fairness, it's hard to project. It's hard to project all that when that's the way it was going. But it is, that would have been a nice one to have if he and you know what? Amazing, by the way, that Shaka held on to him because he blew up.
Yeah.
And he never transferred. Never even appeared to consider it except for this year. So I think that's a big one for Shaka to hold on to him. Did lose Kolick.
Kolick's eligibility is up, I think.
Yes. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's not trained yet.
I think he had one more year, though. I think he could have used one more year, yeah.
Where is he going?
To the draft.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, bro. You got to get up on your Tyler Kolick.
We are not letting him into the league of American white NBA players.
I was talking to somebody about this
man,
week.
How tall is he?
I said the same thing, but I tell you what, somebody I respect.
Now, I couldn't believe Cam was 6'5". Now, if you're about to tell me that Tyler Kolick's 6'5", I'm going to be shocked.
He is
6'3". Yeah, he's too small, bro.
Yeah, I mean, look, I agree with you, but I was
talking. That might be your TJ McConnell.
I was talking to somebody about him this week, and I had the same.
He's got another year?
Yeah. He had another year of eligibility.
Then he needs to go back.
COVID, bro. Everybody got that COVID year.
Headed to the NBA.
Person I respect said they think he'll be like a career backup point guard.
McConnell, your man.
Yeah.
Now there's your McConnell comp. That's real.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
It is crazy to me that he has another year and he's going to the NBA draft and apparently has a shot. That part's crazy to me.
He
is a solid player. I mean, is Braden Smith? Who's that kid at Purdue? Is he an NBA guy too now?
No. He's not. He's not. He's not an NBA guy.
Saying,
he's much smaller. He's much smaller. He is much smaller.
A lot more athletic, though.
Yeah.
No, than Tyler Kolick, who is not athletic.
I'm with you on that. I'm not big on Tyler Kolick at all, and especially because Marquette never won anything in the NCAA tournament. Like I count me all the way out. I'm not a buyer. I'm not a believer in that in any way.
He must be shooting like 45% for 3 years or something.
Did he? I feel like most of his stuff's at the rim. I mean, I don't.
A dude is not going to get to the rim in the NBA. He is literally just going to be running the team.
What did he shoot? I got it pulled up. He shot 38.8. I mean, 39%.
That's his career?
That's last year. His career is 35%. He took four a game. Okay.
Color me stunned here.
What you mean, color?
Tyler.
What's color got to do with it?
A lot here, I'm going to say. He doesn't have the quick twitch athleticism necessary, but I guess Luke Kennard doesn't have that either.
Yeah, well, y'all can't.
But Luke Kennard ain't a point guard; he's a shooter.
Exactly.
You're telling me
this
guy's a point guard?
You got to have burst.
There ain't many backup white dude point guards that are unathletic in the league.
There's
T.J. McConnell might be one of those dudes.
Yeah, I mean,
if he's still in the league,
he's in the league,
barely
one. There's one. That's it. And because Reed Shepard's an athlete.
Doesn't do the Celtics have a white backup point guard?
Yeah, but he's a scorer. Got a bunch of white Pritchard.
Dudes. Yeah.
He's a scorer. He can shoot the hell out of the ball.
He's a shooter.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm shocked. This is the biggest, craziest news of the day to me.
That Tyler Kolek was
going to the NBA draft, leaving Marquette.
It happened several days ago.
A chance to return. Why didn't you tell me?
I didn't think it was relevant, man. I didn't think it was a huge deal for you at that time. But yeah, I mean, listen, I think for Memphis now, you know,
Cam, though, that'll be his team next year.
It will be. There's a lot left to play out for the Tigers here. I mean, that's the flip side of this. Cam Jones was never going to enter the portal. It didn't sound like that was a marriage that was going to happen. But I will be interested to see who, like, we haven't really heard them linked to anybody yet of players who are in the portal yet. Again, they will get involved, but you know, where do they look from here? And how do you handle the inevitable David Jones news of I'm going to put my name in the draft? And I'm not gonna commit to coming back until after I get my feedback. How do you handle that?
I struggle with that because this is not a Lester situation where you were talking 250. You know, this is gonna be a situation you're probably talking a half a mil.
Right.
Can David make that going the Lester Quinones undrafted route? I have my doubts.
Well, do we know that he can get it here?
Can he get what?
500.
Come on, bro.
Okay. I mean, I hear you.
Penny got that in his wine cellar.
Okay. I mean, I believe that.
If he has to.
Yeah. I believe
but,
that.
But you think Bluff City Collective ain't doing anything? You think there's nothing
know.
In that?
It
was formed for him. You think there's nothing in there?
Right.
No, man, they got something in there. Remember, at one point, his team was 15-2,
mm-hmm.
number 10 in the country. Okay, there's something. There's enough in there for David Jones to have more than, hopefully, for Memphis' sake, what he can make
right.
going the undrafted route.
Right.
That's how it's different than Lester. The money will be more.
Yes. Yes. I mean, that's the key.
Weird is how do you do it?
But he said
60 to 70%. Paying him NIL as a Visa guy is difficult, apparently. But Memphis seems fine. David didn't bring that up in his interview. So there must be a way for them to feel real good about it. Penny wouldn't have said 60 to 70%. Remember, you had the Bahamas trip last year, so you were international, and that could help with getting that money to David Jones, who again, on this visa or whatever, NIL is an issue. Getting him the money is an issue with him. They act like that hurdle's not a problem. So long as it's not, yeah, man. I think he's getting more than Lester, and that's the difference. Is that that there won't be as much in terms of the NBA. There won't be as much there as there would be for him here at Memphis.
Right. And I think that's what you sort of have to – but he's still going to want the feedback at the very least. You know, it doesn't –
Well, and then you got to be able to show him a team. You know, that's the other part about Memphis is that you can't – it's not just NIL, although that's a big part of it. You talked about how comfortable he was.
Yes.
He's going to want to see what you've put together in terms of –
Yes.
It's going to be all about, man, we can't make the NCAA tournament again.
Exactly.
I just put up a year where I put up numbers.
Absolutely right.
Right? I didn't get what I wanted off of that. I need a run. And so you're going to have to be able to convince him of that as well.
Mm.
And you'll have to show him what the plan is. P.J. Haggerty and what else? Danger. That'll be part of it, too. You'll probably need a couple more guys in the fold to feel good about the plan that you're going to show him.
Yeah.
I was
talking to somebody about Dane Danger this week, though. They said they were really – they really liked that move for Memphis. They like Dane Danger at Memphis.
Well, I think it sounds like you're going to get a guy that's in shape as opposed – coming down from a level higher, unlike Jordan Brown.
Right.
And then when he gets here in shape and motivated, unlike Jordan Brown. So that's the hope for Dane Danger.
Yes.
You coming down from that conference down to the AAC, it should translate.
No doubt.
In a way that's impactful.
Yeah. And if you get that, then, you know, it's a good found. You got some cornerstones here. If PJ's your point guard, which people say that he is, you have David Jones, Dane Danger. That's a good core. It's a good core. It's a good start. Now, I don't think we know like exactly their non-conference schedule yet for next. Maybe we know some games. I guess you have to go to Virginia.
Missouri is here.
Okay, you got Missouri here.
There's one more you got to go to, right? That came.
Vandy.
Is that it?
I think so. Maybe. I think because Vandy, you haven't been to Vandy.
Texas A&M done.
Yeah,
I right.
Think so.
That was home.
That was two.
Home
yeah,
is done.
That was two. Yeah. I don't suspect that would continue. Ole Miss here, or is that done?
I thought Ole Miss goes on.
Okay. So Ole Miss here.
Yeah.
Ole Miss here, Virginia there.
Clemson.
Clemson there.
There. That's the other one you got to go to, like Virginia. You got both of those.
Vandy there, I think.
I was hoping that was done.
Yeah, I don't think you were just going to get a one-off from them, though.
I thought you played them 2 years in a row. Am I wrong?
Oh, no, you're right. You're right.
The Vandy, we were hoping comes off.
It was their opener 2 years ago.
Yeah. And exactly you can use it as – wasn't Vandy's that Scotty – was that Scotty Pippen Jr.?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
So, okay.
So that's off.
Yeah,
I'm
so
hoping.
Vandy's off. Clemson.
Doing this off the top of our heads, but I think we're pretty on.
Ole Miss,
Clemson was a home and home.
When does the Ole Miss series end?
I don't recall it. I thought that it continues. I don't remember anybody saying it ends. That's mm-hmm. why I'm feeling like it goes on. But I could be wrong on that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
But the Vandy one, and you know that opening up is important because it's an opportunity to go get another one. You know, go get one that's better for you.
Right. I don't have it off the top of my head.
But. Also, I guess Texas A&M is that opportunity as well. You know, I wouldn't mind if Buzz is going to be there keeping that one going. Seems like it's been
right.
good for you for the most part.
Yeah, listen, I mean, you're going to have a solid schedule again. I mean, going at Virginia, at Clemson, I mean, those are opportunities, and both those teams should be down. I mean, Clemson loses a lot with P.J. Hall and those guys. Virginia stinks. So you'll get the credit for a road win.
What's Missouri going to be? We thought that would be a good one this year since it was road.
They can't get worse.
How many of those guys are you keeping? How many
right.
haven't checked on their portals?
No, I haven't seen a lot. I have not seen much.
But you had hoped it would be more than what it was last year, obviously.
Yeah. No question about
that Missouri series.
But that's the world of college basketball right now. You got John Calipari headed off to Arkansas, Kentucky, trying to replace him. And the portal as busy as ever. We'll come back. We'll talk to Mark Giannotto, get his thoughts on all of this.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mark Giannotto is the sports columnist over at the Commercial Appeal. Host of Giannotto and Jeffrey joins us usually on Wednesdays. Today it's Thursday. That's okay. Appreciate them all the same. Are you taking any joy in the Kentucky coaching search?
I don't know about joy. This is what I wanted to happen. I kind of wanted to see like this thing not be an open and shut. Okay, they went to Scott Drew and Scott Drew said yes and it's all taken care of. I mean, we said it on our show yesterday. I was kind of hoping for because I do think if they have to wait, if they swing and miss on a couple, like this can quickly devolve into like kind of like that Tennessee football search way back when, right. Like in terms of fan base panicking, you know, all sorts of different factions getting involved and all that. Like, and while I'm sure if you're a Kentucky fan, it's painful. That type of stuff is just fun to watch and cover and just see how it all plays out. But So I don't know if taking pleasure in it is the right word, because like I don't really care one way or the other who they hire.
Mm-hmm.
I just it is fun to see it play out. Like these types of stories always interest me. So who are they going to hire? Who are they going to end up with? I mean, like ultimately, what's amazing about all of this when you think about it is just, you know, how the, you know, the perception. I mean, it's a little different with Kentucky because I feel like didn't this happen a couple times ago when they ended up with Billy Gillespie? Like, you can say like, oh, the Kentucky job isn't what it used to be. But like this has happened before because it's like a very unique job in that not only are you going to be a college basketball coach, you're going to be the highest profile person probably in the entire state of Kentucky if you become. And, you know, there's just things that come along with that some people don't want to deal with. And that my gut seems to be that's what it's not that Scott Drew is going Baylor is a better job than Kentucky. It's I don't want to be the most famous person or most talked about person in the state of Kentucky. You know, there are benefits to it. You can use that, you know, and I think John Calipari, especially the first 10 years of his tenure there, used that stuff to his advantage. It wasn't like a burden. What he did is he flipped it on its head and made it something that he could take advantage of. And it's why I think long term, Kentucky fans are going to look back and go, man, he's pretty good. Like, he's a pretty good fit for this job. And yeah, the last few years didn't go how everyone wanted, but I think you will ultimately remember his tenure as the Kentucky coach fondly. If you're at least, I think Kentucky fans should. Maybe not right now, because the taste of, you know, the postseason flameouts is still so strong. Still, you know, just happened. You know, but like 10 years from now, like, he's not the greatest Kentucky coach ever, but he was a good Kentucky coach. That's what I think. They'll remember Calipari. And it just like, I mean, I don't know. I wasn't here for the Calipari years in Memphis. But I think as time has passed on, people's stances have softened on him.
No question.
Not all the way, very clearly.
Yeah, it's not 0%.
But I do think we will get to a point eventually where people are able to celebrate the fact that, like, he was a hell of a coach at Memphis.
I mean, he's
like
a Hall of Fame coach, and a lot of it was done here. It's just true.
But, you know what I mean? Like, in the community, be able to celebrate it some. I don't know if we're there yet. It doesn't feel like we're quite there yet, especially now that he's the coach at, you know, he went from the coach at Arkansas to the coach at Kentucky to the coach at Arkansas. But maybe when he's done coaching, I think Memphis will get to a point as a community where, like, he will be. And, you know, it's probably not to me, the move is not welcoming him back like just John Calipari. It's like bringing back that whole 07-08 team or whatever, you know, like bringing them back together. So we got to get to that point at some point. I know there's like NCAA stuff involved in it, but like, I just know, you know, like you got to get there at some point as a institution, because it was a special time. It was a special team. And just because there were some, you know, some NCAA sanctions involved doesn't take away the fact that it was a special time and special teams. And, you know, ultimately, you know, I remember the day Penny took the job 6 years ago, like one of the things he invoked was like, he wanted to get back to that. You know, I don't know how realistic it was, like, cause you know, as more time goes on, you go, man, like four Elite Eight, you know, not just the national championship game run, but like that full 4 year run where he, I think, went to the Elite Eight 3 times, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Sweet 16 another time. Like, hasn't been done before and hasn't been done since. And, like, right now, we're just talking about getting to one Sweet 16.
No doubt.
You know? And so, I just hope Kentucky fans, Memphis fans, like the guy's got his faults, but he's also done a heck of a job at his past two stops, it feels like to me, at least when I look at it.
Do you subscribe to my partner's theory that he's just never going to play you, even if it was in a neutral court site? Arkansas now playing Memphis. I subscribe to it. He'd never play a home and home with you, I'm sure. Do you think he'd put things to the side, personal feelings, whatever, and play you in a neutral if it's in Arkansas?
The irony is, I I was looking it up today, actually. I believe he's the one who ended the Memphis-Arkansas series. John Calipari did when he was the Memphis coach. Like, there's a quote of him saying, we need national games. I don't need Arkansas to fill up my home arena. And obviously now, like, you actually do need someone like Arkansas to try and fill up that arena for a Memphis game. But I don't want to say no chance because though he, you know, did a good job calling Arkansas a blue blood yesterday, they're not really. I mean, like, you know, like, it's a different, you know, whereas Kentucky could get any game they want, and maybe John can get any game he wants.
Probably.
I mean, the reality is, even before Calipari, from what I understand, the negotiations always, like, the closest Memphis got in recent memory to getting that series back on lock was with Tubby Smith here, because him and Mike Anderson had a relationship, and Tubby tried to work out a deal that was similar to what he worked out with Rick Barnes, where you'd play one game in Memphis, one game in Fayetteville, and one game in Little Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And it fell through. And since then, from what I understand, whenever the conversation has come up to start a home and home, the answer back has been, well, we'll consider playing you in Little Rock.
Right.
You know, like a neutral site, which wouldn't be a neutral site. It'd be mostly Arkansas fans. And there'd be some Memphis fans that made the drive. And so my guess is, initially, you'll hear John Calipari balk at the idea. And ultimately, I do think that if you wanted to go to Little Rock, it'd be on the table. I think a home and home feels like it'll be a tough sell, at least right now.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to get it back in here then.
At least right now, I think. Yeah. But I won't want to say never. You know, I'm hopeful stances will change on that. Because, ultimately, that's a game that should be played. Like, we should be playing these types of games. And I'm not even talking from a Memphis perspective. I'm talking from the health of the sport.
Yeah.
Health of, like, the ultimately, college basketball ratings are great right now. Like, they'll tell you. But it's like, yeah, they're great for, like, 3 or 4 weeks of the year. You know, like, how are you going to get this healthier 6 months out of the year? Well, it's like, frankly, in my mind, it's playing more games like Memphis, Arkansas that don't get played anymore.
No doubt.
And should be. Yes. Like, there could be ramifications. And, like, now, if anything, it should soften. Like, it used to be, like, oh, you don't want to play this. You don't want to let them in your recruiting territory and all this. It's like, that stuff's out the window now with NIL. Yeah. Like, you know, and with the transfer portal. Like, that stuff doesn't matter as much anymore. And the reality is, like, whether Calipari or Penny play each other, like, that, nothing seems to really affect their recruiting ultimately in terms of, like, caliber of player they get. And they seem to have a decent relationship, Penny and Calipari. Like, seem to. Like, I don't, you know, sense any sort of animosity on either side, even though it's very clear Cal has had no interest at Kentucky in playing Memphis in any form or fashion. But so I would say never. I put it at, like, a 10% chance. Like,
right. That's probably
10-20% chance, something like that. Like, but ultimately, I think it's going to involve, like, if there's going to be a game, it's probably not going to be a home and home. It'll be like a neutral.
Well, I'm just saying, we got to replace Vandy, and we got to replace what's the other one you got to come off?
A&M.
A&M's coming off.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't mind them still being on.
Well, then Vandy, I think
Missouri is done. It doesn't look like it's going to go anywhere. I'd like them to eventually come off and replace those with Arkansas and Tennessee.
Well, like next year
but they won't be home and homes.
I misspoke on our show yesterday. From what I understand, the Ole Miss contract is up. I would guess they're going to try and keep it going. But from what I was told yesterday, I misspoke yesterday and said that they have an Ole Miss game on the books already. I don't think it's on the books already.
There's no reason for both of them not to continue that, though. It's been great.
I would guess not.
Sides.
No, and I'm not saying this to indicate it's in trouble. It's just there's nothing.
My assumption is that's going to go on.
The existing deal is up.
Okay.
And they need to come to agreement on a new one. And then they've got the return games at Clemson, at UVA,
right,
that they have to play, and they have the Missouri home game off of last
Texas A&M
year.
And Vandy are off.
Yes, those contracts are from what I understand.
Opportunities to start something new.
And then you've got the Maui tournament, which should give you some juice, hopefully, in non-conference. But, yeah, there's a couple slots you'd think they need to – if Penny's going to stick with the scheduling philosophy he's had the past couple years.
And you need him home. You need him home to start because you're going to Virginia and Clemson, like you said.
Yeah, you need at least one more,
at least one of
big
them,
non-conference right? home game, I would think. Well, and ultimately, if you get if you get the Ole Miss series continued, that'll be a home game because you just That's went one. There last right. year. And then one, to me, it's probably at more. Least one at more least. Home game against some sort of notable opponent. Is what I would think. And then I know, like, it's already been previously announced, like, they're going to, on their way to Maui, they're going to play San Francisco
at the about
Chase
that.
Center.
Yeah. My gosh, what did they do this year?
I think they were okay, but not what they were a couple years ago when they made the tournament. Like, they were
so that's going to do
top four.
For
I mean, I think that's just a pit stop on the way to Maui, and right. you get, like, a warm-up game in,
yeah,
a tune-up game for Maui. I think it makes some, you know, if you're going to connect, okay. you've got to connect there anyways.
You could do that here with a bye game, but okay.
Yeah. I don't know. You get to play in an NBA arena. I think it's at the Chase Center. It's not at
That's right.
like South, That's San Francisco's right. arena. It's at the gotcha. Warriors arena. So.
Gotcha. What do you make of the start for Penny? Dane Danger and PJ Haggerty?
Could do worse. That's for sure. I mean, it's like pretty good. You want to get, you know, you have a guy in P.J. Haggerty who feels like kind of like a tent pole guy, potentially. You know, he's got 3 years of eligibility left. He's at a position of need, it felt like. He's a guy who, like I said, feels like he can be good for you next year, but also someone who you could, you know, if you can keep him in place for 2-3 years, he can be another DeAndre Williams. It's the same formula as that.
Right.
In a different position, but same kind of formula. So... And then, you know, Danger, I watched a lot of Illinois towards the end of the year. He was playing pretty well at the end of the year for Illinois. And it more felt like his minute drop was just because they went small, essentially, towards the end of the year. And he was the odd man out because of that. So I think it's encouraging. You know, he's got, obviously, again, the Haggerty thing, like, do you want P.J. Haggerty to be the best player on your team? I don't think you do, because you saw when he was the best player on Tulsa, they were not very good. And obviously he'll have better parts here, but I still think you don't want him as the best player on this particular team.
I want him with David Jones.
Exactly. Like, to me, that a lot of how do I view them picking up P.J. Haggerty and Dane Danger? Well, tell me where they're at on the David Jones front.
I couldn't agree more.
Because if you have, you know, if your big top two is Jones Haggerty, that's pretty good. If it's Haggerty and then you don't know, well, now we're talking, okay, well, what else are they going to get? You know, so, but still, nonetheless, I do think, especially given sort of the trends and sort of what a lot of people have said since the season ended in terms of getting some form of stability, like Haggerty does give you a chance. You know, it wasn't going to be, you're not going to be able to fix the lack of stability in 1 year. But getting the type of, like, getting a guy like Haggerty can be eventually the fix to it.
Yeah.
You know, if you can surround him with a couple other guys, you know, like, can you retain, you know, because let's say they have Haggerty and then Jordan and Jones are back. Well, now you're talking about two guys who have been in their second year in the program, mm-hmm. and a guy who can be here for 3 years. You know, maybe you have a recruit in Jared Harris who they sounds like feel pretty good about. Like, in terms of caliber of player, and, you know, like, I don't know, and hopefully you can maybe do a better job at retention, ultimately. Like,
Dane's got two, doesn't he?
I've seen reports he has two.
Oh.
He's already...
Is there some discrepancy there, maybe?
He already redshirted, though. Like, people are saying he could medical redshirt
right.
for a year where he only played 6 games, but if you look at his bio,
uh-huh.
he redshirted as a freshman already. So, like, I don't think you can redshirt twice like
Interesting.
That. I'm under the impression he has 1 year.
Okay.
I'm not saying that's, like, people in compliance in Memphis know better than me, but when I look at his bio, I go, that guy has 1 year of eligibility left, not two. Because he had a year where he only played 6 games, and maybe you can get a redshirt for that. But he already redshirted a year at the beginning of his career, if you look at his bio. I don't know a scenario, unless maybe they can claim that 6-game season was only because of injury. You can get a medical, like, hardship waiver, you know, like, mm-hmm. get one of those types of deals.
Yeah.
Right.
But
compliance told months, too. You looked at it and you think it's one.
I don't know if compliance told Munz.
Oh, okay. Munz, I thought I read in Munz's story, too, and I don't want to just put it on Munz. It might have been Barth or whatever. I've read 2 years from one of the beat writers.
I don't think we've reported.
And then I heard say that their compliance may think it's. So that's why I thought maybe they had told.
I don't want to say either one way or the other. Okay. I'll just say me, non-expert, looking at it.
Yeah.
There probably needs to be some sort of waiver in order for him to get another year of eligibility in addition to this one, would be my guess. But again, I'm not, that shouldn't come off as anything official.
I'm glad you came on. I was under the assumption you had two. I thought I'd read that and I thought it was a done deal. We'd actually held it up, him and PJ, as being multi-year transfers. These are the kind of guys you want to get.
I guess my final answer would be, I'm not totally sure, but my gut tells me from reading, like, again, I just think about it logically. If he already redshirted and you're saying he can redshirt this other year, they don't allow you to redshirt 2 years.
Right.
You're not allowed to do that. So that's the key. If you look at his bio, he redshirted his first year in college, like totally redshirted, didn't play a game at all. And so, like, he's old. He's an old dude, all things considered. So, but nonetheless, I think a good pickup, even 1 or 2 years. Like, you don't need, you probably shouldn't have all multi-year transfers. Like, the lesson I think that's come from this NCAA tournament is there are a lot of ways to skin this cat. And the ways the best teams seem to do it is they don't have an overabundance of one thing. Mm-hmm. They've got all sorts of, you know, they've got guys who have been in the program who they recruited out of high school. They've got multi-year transfers. Yep. They've got grad transfers.
It's a blend.
It's a blend. And so you have to explore all these different avenues, and the teams, by and large, it feels like that rely on one thing solely. I mean, I guess you could point to Purdue as they relied almost exclusively on guys they recruited. You know, it's much harder. It's not impossible. It's just harder, it feels like. It feels like the more likely success rate is via doing it, you know, in multiple ways, if you will, your roster management, your roster building. So
you always have staff turnover. Are we at a point where, I guess we're up against it, but no staff changes? No assistant changes, maybe for the first time ever?
I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
Yeah. It's hard. Yeah, we're trying to predict exactly what.
Surprised we hadn't heard, and I'd be surprised we hadn't seen them already because we were expecting them.
Yeah, I think I would be surprised if the staff is like the same.
It's always changed. Yeah, right? Me too.
I think there's going to be, there will be changes within the staff. Yeah.
He is Mark Giannotto. Read him at commercialappeal.com. Listen to him from 2 to 4 on Giannotto and Jeffrey. We'll come back, wrap this up. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Coming up starting Thursday through Saturday, it's the Loose Diamond event out at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing, the heater that the folks at Robert Irwin Jewelers are on. They gave you the 60% off, 3 straight weeks, 3 different locations. Now they're giving you the Loose Diamond event. So whatever it is you're looking for, Loose Diamond, this weekend, Thursday through Saturday, is the time to get over to Robert Irwin Jewelers, where it's always bigger and it's always brighter.
I hope Drew went over there. You can upgrade the diamond ring you have, and remember, they'll put your original diamond from your engagement ring into a pendant for no extra charge. That's how Howie does it. He's going to take care of you. Why? He wants to be your jeweler for life. He wants you to come back. He knows how special this is. You can also do free men's wedding band with.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Each purchase of a diamond engagement ring. Get 20% off or up to 5 years, no interest financing. Howie's got all the options. And again, he's got the best diamonds because he's a fanatic about diamonds and bringing you the best ones. So rest assured, it's going to be great out there today through Saturday. Again, this Loose Diamond event, you don't want to miss it. Down at the South Haven store. For complete details, go online to rijewelers.com.
By the way, we are getting more details. Ipe Mizuhara, like in terms of his in terms of like his betting habits, his average wager was $12,800.
Okay. It's a good round number.
The largest wager he made was $160,000. His smallest wager was $10. And through the course of 2021 in December to January 2024, at those numbers, my guy lost $40 million.
Good grief.
Now,
scary.
I'm not trying to like make light of his situation, but dude might be the worst gambler in the history of the world.
Well, I think he said he was pretty bad at it.
At that volume, like it'd be one thing if you were, you know, 100, you know, you're betting $1 million a game, 500,000. He's betting $12,000 a game. So to lose $40 million in not even 3 years is staggering. It's staggering, Jason. It's the worst. I feel very confident. Like there was a reportedly even a text where he sent the bookie, "I might be bad at sports betting, LOL." I mean, the bookie was living large, bro. I've never seen anything like it.
No, he's a complete idiot, and who had access.
And that's why he felt empowered. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He felt empowered because he, you know, had Shohei's backing. And when you have that, I guess you just feel like, oh, no matter what happens, I'll get bailed out. You know, what's 12,000 to him? What's 150,000 to him? And now you're in a situation where you're going to have to, you know, basically plead guilty to stealing $4.5 million or $16 million, I guess, as it were. I don't know what the wisdom or
I want to see some real jail time.
You think he'll get that?
Yes. Well, he needs to. If he doesn't, then he's been paid off here to take the fight.
Right. Yeah, I could.
If I'm to believe Shohei, I need to see real sentencing.
Right.
For this fool.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think it's coming. But he could just get. He could just
again. How much would you do 8 to 10 years for?
And
how much would it take?
In federal prison.
So you get done.
Oh, bro.
No, there's an amount.
Mm. No.
No?
No way.
Sure there is. Shohei's got it. No? Again, this is prison over there.
Yeah. Right?
This is not American-fed prison. You know, they're probably over there.
Aren't they rough, though?
They're studying in prison. You know what I'm saying over there?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all do it, man. If I promised you a fortune, a Magic Johnson-like fortune on the other side of it, would you do it?
Not me.
8 to 10? No. Not 8 to 10.
No. Nope.
I'm missing too much. Bro.
Well, he was single, it sounded like. Didn't have a family.
Yeah, I mean, I have to make that consideration.
Yeah.
I have to make that consideration, you know. I mean, it would be... But maybe that's the thing, right? It's like, if I do this, you'll have generational...
That's what you have to tell him.
You'll never have to worry
your
about...
Your family won't have to
another
worry.
Day in your life. I don't know. Can I sleep on it?
Went to high school in California, sure. The dude.
Yeah.
Like,
that's where he clearly met his bookie.
Yeah.
But yeah, the worst gambler I've ever seen. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Mark Giannotto for joining us on the show. Thanks to Drew Hill for coming on as well. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.